Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Great was my admiration in listening to the remarks addressed to the youth of Ireland a moment since by my learned friend. It seemed to me that I had been transported into a country far away from this country, into an age remote from this age, that I stood in ancient Egypt, and that I was listening to the speech of a high priest of that land, addressed to the youthful Moses. His listeners held their cigarettes poised to the earth, their smoke ascending in frail stalks that flowered with his speech. Noble words coming. Look out. Could you try your hand at it yourself? And it seemed to me that I heard the voice of that Egyptian high priest raised in a tone of light haughtiness and light pride. I heard his words, and their meaning was revealed to me from the Father. And it was revealed to me that all things are good which yet are corrupted, which neither if they were supremely good nor unless they were good could be corrupted, and crushed as they were. Why will you Jews not accept our language, our religion, and our culture? You are a tribe of nomad herdsmen. We are a mighty people. You have no cities nor no wealth. Our cities are hives of humanity, and our galleys trireme and quadrireme, laden with all manner merchandise, furrow the waters of the known globe. You have but emerged from primitive conditions. We have a literature, a priesthood, an age-long history, and a polity. Nile, child, man, effigy, by the Nile bank, the babe Mary's kneel, cradle of bulrushes, a man supple in combat, stone-horned, stone-bearded, heart of stone. You pray to a local and a pure idol, our temples, majestic and mysterious, are the abodes of Isis and Osiris, of Horus and Amun-Ra. Your serfdom, awe and humbleness, our thunder and thieves. Israel is weak, and few are her children. Egypt is an host, and terrible are her arms. Vagrants and day laborers are you called. The world trembles at our name. A dumb belch of hunger cleft his speech. He lifted his voice above it boldly. But, ladies and gentlemen, had the youthful Moses listened to and accepted that view of life, had he bowed his head and bowed his will and bowed his spirit before that arrogant admonition, he would never have led the chosen people out of their house of bondage, nor followed the pillar of the cloud by day. He would never have spoken with the Eternal on Sinai's mountain top, nor ever have come down with the light of inspiration shining in his countenance and bearing in his arms the tables of the law, graven in the language of the outlaw.
Chamber music, one. Strings in the earth and air make music sweet. Strings by the river where the willows meet. There's music along the river, for love wanders there. Pale flowers on his mantle, dark leaves on his hair. All softly playing with head to the music bent and fingers straying upon an instrument. Two. The twilight turns from amethyst to deep and deeper blue. The lamp fills with a pale green glow the trees of the avenue. The old piano plays an air sedate and slow and gay. She bends upon the yellow keys, her head inclines this way. Shy thoughts and grave wide eyes and hands that wander as they list, the twilight turns to darker blue with lights of amethyst. Three. At that hour when all things have repose, O lonely watcher of the skies, do you hear the night wind and the sighs of harps playing unto love to unclose the pale gates of sunrise? When all things repose, do you alone awake to hear the sweet harps play to love before him on his way? And the night wind answering in antiphon till night is overgone. Play on, invisible harps, unto love, whose way in heaven is aglow at that hour when soft lights come and go. Soft, sweet music in the air above and in the earth below. Four. When the shy star goes forth in heaven, all maidenly disconsolate, hear you amid the drowsy even one who is singing by your gate. His song is softer than the dew, and he has come to visit you. Oh, bend no more in reverie when he at eventide is calling, nor muse who may this singer be whose song about my heart is falling. Know you by this the lover's chant, 'tis I that am your visitant. Five. Lean out of the window, golden hair. I heard you singing a merry air. My book was closed, I read no more, watching the fire dance on the floor. I have left my book, I have left my room, for I heard you singing through the gloom. Singing and singing a merry air. Lean out of the window, golden hair. Six. I would in that sweet bosom be, oh, sweet it is and fair it is, where no rude wind might visit me, because of sad austerities, I would in that sweet bosom be. I would be ever in that heart, oh, soft I knock and soft entreat her, where only peace might be my part. Austerities were all the sweeter, so I were ever in that heart. Seven. My love is in a light attire among the apple trees, where the gay winds do most desire to run in companies. There, where the gay winds stay to woo the young leaves as they pass, my love goes slowly, bending to her shadow on the grass. And where the sky's a pale blue cup over the laughing land, my love goes lightly, holding up her dress with dainty hand. Eight. Who goes amid the green wood with springtide all adorning her? Who goes amid the merry green wood to make it merrier? Who passes in the sunlight by ways that know the light footfall? Who passes in the sweet sunlight with mien so virginal? The ways of all the woodland gleam with a soft and golden fire. For whom does all the sunny woodland carry so brave attire? Oh, it is for my true love the woods their rich apparel wear. Oh, it is for my own true love that is so young and fair. Nine. Winds of May that dance on the sea, dancing a ring around in glee from furrow to furrow, while overhead the foam flies up to be garlanded in silvery arches spanning the air, Saw you my true love anywhere? Well-a-day, for the winds of May. Love is unhappy when love is away. Ten. Bright cap and streamers, he sings in the hollow. Come follow, all you that love. Leave dreams to the dreamers that will not after. That song and laughter do nothing move. With ribbons streaming, he sings the bolder. In troop at his shoulder, the wild bees hum. And the time of dreaming dreams is over. As lover to lover, sweetheart, I come. 11. Bid adieu, 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 bid adieu to girlish days. Happy love is come to woo thee and woo thy girlish ways. The zone that doth become thee fair, the snood upon thy yellow hair. When thou hast heard his name upon the bugles of the cherubim, begin thou softly to unzone thy girlish bosom unto him, and softly to undo the snood that is the sign of maidenhood. 12. What counsel has the hooded moon put in thy heart, my shyly sweet, of love in ancient plenilune, glory and stars beneath his feet? A sage that is but kith and kin with the comedian Capuchin. Believe me rather that am wise in disregard of the divine, a glory kindles in those eyes, trembles to starlight, mine, O mine. No more be tears in moon or mist for thee, sweet sentimentalist. 13. Go seek her out all courteously, and say I come, wind of spices whose song is ever epithalamium. Oh, hurry over the dark lands and run upon the sea, for seas and land shall not divide us, my love and me. Now, wind of your good courtesy, I pray you go and come into her little garden and sing at her window, singing, the bridal wind is blowing, for love is at his noon. And soon will your true love be with you. Soon, oh soon. 14. My dove, my beautiful one, arise, arise. The night dew lies upon my lips and eyes. The odorous winds are weaving a music of sighs. Arise, arise, my dove, my beautiful one. I wait by the cedar tree, my sister, my love. White breast of the dove, my breast shall be your bed. The pale dew lies like a veil on my head. My fair one, my fair dove, arise, arise. 15. From dewy dreams, my soul, arise, from love's deep slumber and from death. For lo, the trees are full of sighs whose leaves the morn admonisheth. Eastward the gradual dawn prevails where softly burning fires appear, making to tremble all those veils of grey and golden gossamer. While sweetly, gently, secretly, the flowery bells of morn are stirred, and the wise choirs of fairy begin innumerous to be heard. 16. O cool is the valley now, and there, love, will we go, for many a choir is singing now, where love did sometime go. And hear you not the thrushes calling, calling us away? Oh, cool and pleasant is the valley, and there, love, will we stay. 17. Because your voice was at my side, I gave him pain. Because within my hand, I held your hand again. There is no word, nor any sign, can make amend. He is a stranger to me now, who was my friend. XVIII. O sweetheart, hear you your lover's tale. A man shall have sorrow when friends him fail. For he shall know then friends be untrue, and a little ashes their words come to. But one unto him will softly move, and softly woo him in ways of love. His hand is under her smooth, round breast, so he who has sorrow shall have rest. XIX. Be not sad because all men prefer a lying clamour before you. Sweetheart, be at peace again. Can they dishonour you? They are sadder than all tears. Their lives ascend as a continual sigh. Proudly answer to their tears as they deny, deny. XX. In the dark pine wood I would we lay, in deep cool shadow at noon of day. How sweet to lie there, sweet to kiss, where the great pine forest annihilated is. Thy kiss descending sweeter were with the soft tumult of thy hair. O, unto the pine wood at noon of day, come with me now, sweet love, away. XXI. He who hath glory lost, nor hath found any soul to fellow his, among his foes in scorn and wrath, holding to ancient nobleness, that high, unconsortable one, his love is his companion. XXII. Of that so sweet imprisonment my soul, dearest, is fain. Soft arms that woo me to relent and woo me to detain. Ah, could they ever hold me there, gladly were I a prisoner. Dearest, through interwoven arms by love made tremulous, that night allures me where alarms no wise may trouble us. But sleep to dreamier sleep be wed, where soul with soul lies prisoned. XXIII. This heart that flutters near my heart, my hope and all my riches is, unhappy when we draw apart, and happy between kiss and kiss. My hope and all my riches, yes, and all my happiness. For there, as in some mossy nest, the wrens will divers treasures keep, I laid those treasures I possessed, ere that mine eyes had learned to weep. Shall we not be as wise as they, though love live but a day? XXIV. Silently she's combing, combing her long hair, silently and graciously, with many a pretty air. The sun is in the willow leaves and on the dappled grass, and still she's combing her long hair before the looking glass. I pray you, cease to comb out your long hair, for I have heard of witchery under a pretty air that makes as one thing to the lover, staying and going hence, all fair, with many a pretty air and many a negligence. XXV. lightly come or lightly go, though thy heart presage thee woe, veils and many a wasted sun, Oread, let thy laughter run, till the irreverent mountain air ripple all thy flying hair. Lightly, lightly, ever so, clouds that wrap the veils below, at the hour of even star, lowliest attendants are. Love and laughter, song confessed, when the heart is heaviest. XXVI. Thou leanest to the shell of night, dear lady, a divining ear. In that soft choiring of delight, what sound hath made thy heart to fear? Seemed it of rivers rushing forth from the grey deserts of the north? That mood of thine, O timorous, is his, if thou but scan it well, who a mad tale bequeaths to us at ghosting hour, conjurable. And all for some strange name he read in Purchase or in Holinshed. XXVII. Though I thy Mithridates were, framed to defy the poison dart, yet must thou fold me unaware to know the rapture of thy heart, and I but render and confess the malice of thy tenderness. For elegant and antique phrase, dearest, my lips wax all too wise, nor have I known a love whose praise our piping poets solemnize, neither a love where may not be ever so little falsity. XXVIII. Gentle lady, do not sing sad songs about the end of love. Lay aside sadness and sing how love that passes is enough. Sing about the long, deep sleep of lovers that are dead, and how in the grave all love shall sleep. Love is aweary now. XXIX. Dear heart, why will you use me so? Dear eyes that gently me upbraid, still are you beautiful, but oh, how is your beauty raimented? Through the clear mirror of your eyes, through the soft cry of kiss to kiss, desolate winds assail with cries the shadowy garden where love is. And soon shall love dissolved be, when over us the wild winds blow. But you, dear love, too dear to me, alas, why will you use me so? XXX. Love came to us in time gone by, when one at twilight shyly played, and one in fear was standing nigh. For love at first is all afraid. We were grave lovers. Love is past that had his sweet hours many a one. Welcome to us now at the last, the ways that we shall go upon. XXXI. Oh, it was out by Donnycarney, when the bat flew from tree to tree, my love and I did walk together, and sweet were the words she said to me. Along with us the summer wind went murmuring, oh, happily, but softer than the breath of summer was the kiss she gave to me. XXXII. Rain has fallen all the day. Oh, come among the laden trees. The leaves lie thick upon the way of memories. Staying a little by the way of memory, shall we depart? Come, my beloved, where I may speak to your heart. XXXIII. Now, oh now, in this brown land where love did so sweet music make, we two shall wander, hand in hand, forbearing for old friendship's sake, nor grieve because our love was gay, which now is ended in this way. A rogue in red and yellow dress is knocking, knocking at the tree, and all around our loneliness the wind is whistling merrily. The leaves, they do not sigh at all when the year takes them in the fall. Now, oh now, we hear no more the villanelle and roundelay. Yet will we kiss, sweetheart, before we take sad leave at close of day. Grieve not, sweetheart, for anything. The year is gathering. Sleep now, oh sleep now, oh you unquiet heart. A voice crying, sleep now, is heard in my heart. The voice of the winter is heard at the door. Oh sleep, for the winter is crying, sleep no more. My kiss will give peace now and quiet to your heart. Sleep on in peace now, oh, you unquiet heart. All day I hear the noise of waters making moan, sad as the seabird is when going forth alone. He hears the winds cry to the waters monotone. The grey winds, the cold winds are blowing where I go. I hear the noise of many waters far below. All day, all night, I hear them flowing to and fro. 36. I hear an army charging upon the land, and the thunder of horses plunging, foam about their knees. Arrogant in black armor, behind them stand, disdaining the reins, with fluttering whips, the charioteers. They cry into the night their battle name. I moan in sleep when I hear afar their whirling laughter. They cleave the gloom of dreams, a blinding flame, clanging, clanging upon the heart as upon an anvil. They come shaking in triumph their long green hair. They come out of the sea and run shouting by the shore. My heart, have you no wisdom thus to despair? My love, my love, my love, why have you left me alone?